They also have extensive experience at helping you let go at the end of your pet's life. My wife, a physician, notes that pets and their owners are given dignity in death, while humans face prolonged suffering, pointless and costly treatments with the same inevitable end. In human medicine, they do the heroic measures because they can. Medicare pays tremendously for end-of-life care, but physicians and families alike question whether treatment prolongs life or prolongs suffering. However, with pet care, clients expect advanced medical treatments for their beloved family pets, but face the realities of the high cost of these advanced treatments. Sadly, this often leaves the client weighing the options between going into debt to pay for care or resorting to euthanasia. Imagine how disappointing your life would be. You've nailed a tricky diagnosis and recommended a thoughtful treatment plan, which you can skillfully perform, only to have the plan refused due to the cost, and the visit culminates in euthanasia. Veterinarians spend many years in training, with 8 years of college and veterinary school, and 2 to 6 years for specialty training, with expertise in the care of many species, and they incur a tremendous amount of debt obtaining their education. They do not have a choice but to charge for their knowledge and services to pay for their educational investment, meet payroll and rent, and lead a balanced life. Compared with